When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One day after the fatal shooting of a woman by an ICE officer in Minneapolis, there was a shooting involving Border Patrol agents in Portland, Oregon.
U.S. Border Patrol agents were conducting a targeted vehicle stop when the Venezuelan man in this country illegally attempted to run over the law enforcement agents when they identified themselves to the two occupants.
So, coincidental in terms of the timing, but two completely different stories.
The second season of The Pitt debuted this week on HBO Max, and now we know the show has been renewed for a third season.
It's just an extremely well-done show, and the accuracy of the medical elements of it, I think, combined to have made it a hit.
That is the voice of well-known, he's a television and movie critic, Rob Owen, who worked for the paper for many years.
Yes, The Pitt, I've got to watch that. This weekend, I've got to make it a point to dig into the HBO Max library and find the debut show from the second season.
Yeah, you did watch the first season, right?
No.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I wonder if I should try to start with the first season if it's available on HBO Max.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And what makes this series different is, as we mentioned, each episode is 1 hour of real time in one shift in the emergency department.
And it's an Emmy Award winner. Not only the show, but also the actor, Noah Wyle, the lead in the program, has both won an Emmy this year.
Getting a lot of accolades.
Steelers-Texans on Monday night in an AFC playoff wildcard game. And Larry, what do you think is on the mind of Aaron Rodgers? Well, here's what he told reporters.
I care about winning. That's why I'm here. That's why I love the Monday to Saturday grind.
That's why he's here. And I think it's pretty safe to say, in spite of some ups and downs through the season, including Aaron in a couple of games, the Steelers would not be in the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, Larry. But I also think that he's peaking at the right time, getting DK Metcalf back, who I'm sure wants to do his best, right, after missing two games. The offensive line is playing very well. The defensive line shut down probably the best, if not one of the best, running backs in the second half of that game last week.
Derrick Henry.
You know, I mean, pretty much everybody on the team played well except for the defensive secondary. And if they can straighten that out.
Well, that said, you're looking at a team in Houston that's coming in winning 9 in a row, which is really hard to do in the National Football League, and they're doing it with the best defense. So it's a good matchup.
And I want to mention the man who founded the Penguins died on Tuesday at the age of 91.
Jack McGregor, originally from Katanning, who was a legislator, and he saw the opportunity when the NHL wanted to expand from 6 teams to 12 to get a franchise. And how he sold it, apparently, was talking to the prominent and wealthy men of Pittsburgh at the time.
Yeah, the names behind the ownership group, along with McGregor, it's an impressive list, starting with Art Rooney.
Art Rooney in 1964 chipped in, apparently, and what Mr. McGregor did was convince them, look, you want to be known as a big-time city. Yeah, we have a baseball team, we have a football team, but if you had a National Hockey League team, sports-wise, we'll be viewed differently, and apparently he was right. And at one point, you pointed out he met Mario Lemieux in the owner's box.
Yeah, the video of that is really grabbed my attention because as he's walking in, Mario's greeting him, and he says, there's the guy who started this whole thing. And then McGregor fired back with something along the lines of, yeah, but you're the guy that saved it. Not once, but twice when you think about it.
Absolutely.